Now, live from WFAA Dallas-Fort Worth, Bud Bouchard's 57 Nostalgia Place.
In the year 2535.
The summer of 1964 was a summer of Beatlemania.
Tell you something, I think you'll understand. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog.
Yeah, well, when we get back to England from this current visit of America.
To America.
Well, we're making a film which we don't know the title of, but it's going to be a film just about us.
We don't know the script, and we don't know what songs it'll be in it.
It should be released in the States about the end of this year sometime, we hope.
With no title and no song
and no script.
The summer of 1959 was remembered throughout the winter thanks to a movie starring Sandra Dee and Troy Donahue.
And the rose thorn scratched you.
Nothing. Did you ever catch fireflies?
When I was young, I used to put them in a bottle and see if I could get enough to read by. There used to be goldfish here.
Did you ever catch any?
No, I wasn't supposed to. Then last winter, we forgot to take them out and they all froze solid.
That poor Cupid, he looks lost without them. He looks like he's waiting to be kissed.
He is.
How can you tell?
Well, I can't really. I just know how he feels.
The story of a summer romance, a summer place from the year 1959. Twenty years ago, in the summer of 54, the big records were Little Things Mean a Lot by Kitty Callan and Shaboom by the Crew Cuts. On June 2nd, Americans witnessed on television film the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II in Westminster Abbey, London. For leisure time, there were TV shows like Private Secretary, Two for the Money, What's My Line, Racket Squad, TV's Top Tunes, Your Hit Parade, and This Is Your Life. Or if you cared to spend your leisure time dancing, you might have danced to some music that sounded like this. This was the Mambo, and it was introduced by Perez Prado in 1949, but became the dance craze in the summer of 54. Summertime means it's time for that favorite American pastime, baseball. Baseball has had a lot of exciting moments in its day. Let's go back to the year 1947 in the World Series.
No hits by Bevins. 8 2/3 innings. Two out last of the night. The pitch to Lavagetto. Swung on and missed. Fastball. It was in there. Strike one. The pitch. Swung on. There's a drive hit out toward the right field corner. Henrik is going back. He can't get it. It's off the wall for a base hit. Here comes the tying run, and here comes the winning run. Left field deep, round toward left. The infield overshifted. Here's the pitch. Swung on, belted. It's a long one. Deep in the left center. Back for Gianfrido. Back. He makes a one-handed catch against the bullpen. Oh, doctor.
Thank you.
1947 was the year. Then the Harmonicats with Peg on My Heart on 57 Nostalgia Place.
57 Nostalgia Place. 57 Nostalgia Place.
This is Hugh Downs with another car buyer's report from Ford. Car size and fuel economy are important considerations today, but so is the total cost of ownership, which involves purchase price, trade-in value, and operating economy. And Ford feels if you compare mid-size cars, you'll choose Ford Torino. Take some operating economy examples. Torino offers gas-saving steel-belted radial-ply tires standard, runs on regular gas, and has a 26.5-gallon fuel tank that's 20% more capacity than its closest sales competitor. And compare some scheduled maintenance costs. You'll find in the course of 50,000 miles that compared to its closest sales competition, Torino's chassis is scheduled to be lubricated only once to their 8 times. Spark plugs are scheduled to be replaced only half as often. Everyone says compare. Ford says compare not only the cars, but the total cost of owning a car.
The closer you look, the better we look.
Aquarian waterbeds are having a super summer sale. Regular prices on complete units have been slashed, as well as prices on individual items. For instance, now get a double-seamed Watercrest mattress with a 10-year guarantee for $29.92. For an extra $5, we'll throw in the liner and pad. Regularly priced for $49.95, now only $34.95. Save without sacrificing quality. Now at Aquarian Waterbeds, located at 1711 South Cooper in Arlington and 3914 Lemon Avenue, right across from Grady's.
It just keeps on adding up. Not just the cost, but the odds. The odds that you, average American citizen, will be victimized by crime. The odds of that happening have increased dramatically in the past decade. Increasing crime robs us not only of money, but of peace of mind. That's why we say, you've just been robbed. Join with other Americans to prevent crime.
A crime prevention message from the Exchange Clubs.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Melody Ranch with Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again.
Now back to Bud Bouchard's 57 Nostalgia Place, WFAA, Dallas-Fort Worth.
From WFAA Radio,
it was Daddy.
Pebbles and Bam Bam and the Flintstones.
Oh, Daddy.
Take off from B.J. Thomas's Mama. As WFAA salutes the dads. And the beginning of summer.
It's summertime, summertime, summertime. It's summertime.
From WFAA, those were the Jamies, Summertime, Summertime. That record has been reissued this year. It was out in 58, reissued in 62, and was a hit. And now they're trying again, 1974. It's 31 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock on WFAA 57 Nostalgia Place.
It's time to glow!
Okay, that's Diane Ray and her only hit recording called Please Don't Talk to the Lifeguard, 1963 was the year. From WFAA Radio, 57 Nostalgia Place, Bud Bouchard with you till midnight with the Oldies But Goodies. Have a question from Richard Kimball. Wants to know, what was Annette's last chart record and how high did it get? February 26, 1961, Annette had Dream Boy. It got up to number 87. Wow, and it lasted for only 2 weeks. However, her last hit was August 21st on 1960. Annette was called Pineapple Princess. It got up as high as number 11. All right, we have something rather unique this week to try on you. We want you to call us at 263-4905 if you know the question, if you know the answer to our question tonight. And for the first hour, it will be worth one oldies album. From the second hour, it will be worth two, and it'll go on up as the show goes on. We have a sound effect which has probably touched every life in the city of Dallas at one time or another. Either you have been a visitor here at this time or maybe a resident here in Dallas. Now, we'll play the sound effect, and if you know the answer, call us at 263-4905. Here it is.
First name initial.
Okay, there she is, star of all the beach bingo, beach party movies, Annette Funicello with first name initial. And I thought we had a hard contest tonight. And immediately we have a call and a winner. And here's the sound one more time. Who are we talking to, please?
This is Kathy Weinberg.
Kathy, is your phone close to the radio there? Okay. Now.
Right, we're listening to it, right?
Okay, that's better. What was the sound effect?
It's everybody downtown for OU weekend.
Everybody downtown at Texas Oklahoma weekend. I didn't remember Dallas being so wild, did you? But it's happened, hasn't it?
I was there.
Memories, memories. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Start a Sunday evening. You work all week finding a contest, and somebody wins it right off the bat. Yeah, those were sounds, and we do have a winner. Those were sounds of Texas-Oklahoma weekend recorded live in 1967 right in front of the Baker Hotel on Commerce Street. Could you ever believe that Big D could sound like that? All right.
Questions and answers.
Could you give me information on the hit record label? If it's the hit record label we're thinking about from the 50s and 60s, it was what is known as a sound-alike label, whereby unknown artists imitate pop sounds of the day, and the records are sold at a low price. Some of the other hit or sound-alike labels were Broadway back in the 50s. They were a brown label with silver printing, and Gateway was the same way, brown label with silver. And then Bell Records, the same Bell that has the Partridge Family and all the hits of today, was at once a cheapy label, and they put out what was called Pocketbook Records, and they had bigger stars like Tommy Dorsey and Jimmy Dorsey playing, and Bob Crosby playing the hits of the day. Okay. If you have any questions that require research, drop us a card at 57 Nostalgia Place, WFAA Communications Center, Dallas, Texas, 75202. And if there's something on your mind you'd like to find out about, call us at 263-4905, toll-free Metro Line. We'll try to get to your question and answer it for you.
They say that we're the greatest thing that ever was. 570 has got the town just all abuzz. We're picking and a grinning in the good old country way. Oh, WFAA.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad.
Song about Daddy. Tony Cash, 1968, from 57 Nostalgia Place on WFAA, saluting Dad and the summertime. I have a card from W.C. Dozier of, I believe it's Waco, Texas, and said, once upon a time, there were lyrics to the song Around the World in 80 Days. Do you have it? Yes, we do. Buddy Cole in the orchestra with Bing Crosby. Nice ballad from the old movie of 58, Around the World in 80 Days. From June of 1957, Bing Crosby with Buddy Cole in the orchestra, Around the World in 80 Days, and that was from 57 Nostalgia Place.
57 Nostalgia Place. 57 Nostalgia Place.
We're here, full of fun things to do. Bring your kids, or let them bring you fun and games. Call it Astro Domain. Let's entertainment.
Astro Domain, the other world of entertainment. Featuring the excitement of Houston Astros baseball, the fun of Astro World, and the never-had-it-so-good comfort of the Other World hotels. All in one place, just a free Funmobile ride away from each other. And best of all, three-day, two-night vacation packages starting as low as $78 for a family. To find out what it would cost your family to see Astro Domain, call 1-800-392-3939, toll-free in Texas. We'll give you all the details on how to make the other world of entertainment your world of family fun.
Astro Domain, the great other world of entertainment!
Hi, I'm Walt Perrozetto of Chicago. There's a lot of people that have tinkered with playing an organ in the house and even write songs and stuff that get as much satisfaction out of that, you know, as the young people playing, you know, in a band or whatever. And I think there's no age limit. I'm hoping that all of you people out there discover music And when you do, I think you'll find out that it's a lot of fun when you participate.
A public service message of the American Music Conference.
Wake up, America. Time to stump the experts.
Bud Bouchard's 57 Nostalgia Place on WFAA Dallas-Fort Worth.
Okay, I have a question here. Wants to know, now my last question concerns you. One of the most important ingredients of my own personal nostalgia is the Something Else television program. Let's see, I'm aware of your professional function of that marvelous show, but I'm not 100% sure. What did you do? Were you the guy who substituted for Ron Chapman when he was on vacation? No, I sure was not. I do not have blonde hair nor glasses. That was Jim Reilly, the guy who directed the show. Jim Reilly took Ron's place when he went on vacation. I was the guy who used to stand out on the floor and give Ron all the cues if you ever watched through the window of the North Park Studios. I also was the guy who would clean up all the pizza and the donuts and the soft drinks and everything that was left all over the studio, because we had ice cream, we had all kinds of sponsors and goodies at that show. Memories of the Something Else show. Thank you very much for inquiring, and for you here, we'll jog your memory with a Something Else tune and a Something Else jingle. The Circle from 1966, Red Rubber Ball. I have a letter from Roger who wants to know if we would play Big Wide World by Teddy Randazzo and Take Me back to back, to see if there's any similarity. Well, I can tell already, Roger. This is Teddy Randazzo. Very similar. Sounds like they took the same song, doesn't it, and just put new words to it. Possibly because Teddy Randazzo produced that record by Little Anthony and the Imperials, and he had a hand in writing it, as he did have a hand in writing Big Wide World. So there we go, solving another one of the world's problems of music. And we have somebody on the phone who remembered something about Something Else. Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Who is this?
I was calling to ask you if you remember when we did the pilot, Here's Harrigan, in the Channel 8 Studios.
Just barely. What did it involve?
Oh, well, it was similar to Something Else, but it was a group of kids from a church in Oak Cliff that came down and worked with Ron Chapman and did the pilot back in the summer of 65, I think, or 64, maybe. The pilot, Here's Harrigan. And we put together about an hour show to try to convince Channel 8 that it was something worthwhile.
Was it a lip-sync type show, or was it live music?
Some lip-sync. Now, it wasn't the group in Harrigan.
No? Okay.
It was after that. It was after he had already started working in that. There was a couple of lip-syncs, and there was some dancing going on, and just kind of, it was really like Something Else turned out to be about 6 months later.
And this was before Something Else, huh?
Oh, yeah. It was the pilot for Something Else.
Oh, I see. I just barely remember that.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Okay, thanks for calling and jogging our memory. Appreciate it.
Love
this
it.
Is WFAA 57 Radio for Dallas-Fort Worth, and you're on 57 Nostalgia Place, and we're in the good old summertime. Les Paul, Mary Ford.
Summertime.
1952, real hard lyrics for Mary Ford to learn. down by the shady lane. Good old summertime from 57 Nostalgia Place in WFAA, Dallas-Fort Worth. And you have some kind of ESP going out there tonight, because immediately our first contest was won. We had a question written out. What was Ron Chapman's radio name? And we got a call before we even get it on the air that it was Irving Harrigan, and the show was Here's Harrigan. So we're going to try for another one. Okay. There was a hit record from England in, what, about 65, Paul? 65? And it was called Gloria by Them. Who had the other version of Gloria? Our number is 263-4905, Metro, toll free. Johnny Cleveland of Ennis remembers the Stack Sounds, Booker T and the MGs, a little bit of Green Onions. Booker T and the MGs from Memphis, Tennessee. Boy, you people are sharp out there tonight. Who is this?
It's
turn
Wayne
your radio. McGarner. Turn your radio down, please.
Okay, hold on a second.
All right. Okay. What was that, about the third call? Boy. ESP
okay.
And everything. All right, sir. And you have the answer to our question. Who was the other group that did Gloria?
Well,
Shadows of Night.
Shadows of Night. You're absolutely right. And for you, we're sending out an Oldies with Goodies LP.
Okay.
Thanks a lot for listening. The Shadows of Night were a group from Chicago.
Daddy-o.
Sure good-looking daddy-o.
Daddy-o.
From November of 1955, her name was Bonnie Lou, and that's a modified daddy song called Daddy-O. And every once in a while, as the letters come in during the week, we get something that, you know, that just really freaks me out, and that's because after all these years of not hearing a record on the air, wham, to get three requests for the same record by a relatively unknown artist is just a total freakout. I'm trying to think of all the letters. We had three or four letters requesting this particular record. One of them is from Glenn Lightly of Waco. And another letter wants to know if Charlie Gracie was an Elvis imitator. I don't really believe that he had the voice to be an Elvis imitator. Two versions of the record were out. They hit the chart. One was by Charlie Gracie, the other was by Andy Williams. From WFA, here's Charlie Gracie.
You tell me you love me. You say you're true.
Get one letter that says, Dear Bud, please don't garbage your oldies show up with recent gold. Another letter says, Dear Bud, could you please play Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep? Okay, well, from 57 Nostalgia Place, Chirpy Chirpy Cheep. Okay, Terry Walsh of Mesquite. There you go. Mac and Katie Kissinger with a little bit of Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep. That's such a happy song. I don't know why anybody could really object to it. It's a lot of fun. Let's go back to the year 1959 from 57 Nostalgia Place, WFAA Radio, and we finally found it. Remember this crazy record by Linda Laurie? Just Keep Walking. The song was called Ambrose.
Ambrose.
We hear their final goodbye to Earth.
Okay, Flying Saucer Goes West. That's a very rare record, and that's by Buchanan and Goodman from 57 Nostalgia Place in WFAA.
Nostalgia Place. 57 Nostalgia Place.
Say, Charlie, you take the Dallas Morning News, don't you?
Sure,
I thought so. After all, more people read the Dallas Morning News than the afternoon paper.
That's right.
But, Charlie, what I'd really like to know is, why do you read the Dallas News?
Well, there are a lot of good reasons. For example,
the Dallas News publishes more news than the afternoon paper. Did you know that, Charlie?
Yes, I did. And the Dallas News also
runs... The Dallas News also runs more advertising than the afternoon paper. Did you know that?
Yes. As a matter of fact...
During the year, the Dallas News ran over 4 million more classified lines than the afternoon paper. Did you know that?
I know.
You know, Charlie, you still haven't told me why you read the Dallas Morning News.
You really want to know?
Of course.
It's a better newspaper. That's all there is to it.
Why do more people read the Dallas Morning News? Because it's a better newspaper. See for yourself. Call 745-8383 for home delivery.
Aquarian waterbeds are having a super summer sale. Regular prices on complete units have been slashed, as well as prices on individual items. For instance, now get a double-seamed Watercrest mattress with a 10-year guarantee for $29.92. For an extra $5, we'll throw in the liner and pad. Regularly priced for $49.95, now only $34.95. Save without sacrificing quality. Now at Aquarian Waterbeds, located at 1711 South Cooper in Arlington and 3914 Lemon Avenue, right across from Grady's.
You are so dumb.
I'm sorry, you're right, I'm a klutz.
But how could you be so dumb?
Look, I'm people. People make mistakes.
And that's what's good about being human.
It makes us lovable.
When you're wrong, admit it.
It's a real human sound of love.
You're right, I should have tried to understand you.
I didn't mean to make you mad.
When you're wrong, admit it.
I'm sorry, I messed things up. I just didn't know.
WFA.